Hope Way Ministry, Naima Ahinkra. I hope it's been good with you. I know our God is good and His mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. Before I bring you a message today, I would like us to share a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you for today. We give you praise and we give you honor. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My Lord, my God, as we are about to share your word, we ask your Holy Spirit, who is the mighty counselor, to come and give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, my message is just very simple, and is about a miracle. All I want to tell you is expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Why do I say that? You know, as children of the Most High God, Psalm 23 said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You shall not do what you want. So, are you in a want? I know I am. If you are in a want just like I am, then expect a miracle. Expect a miracle to come in your life today, as at now that you are listening to this message. I didn't just come with this message. I just had a nudge from the Holy Ghost that, you know, sometimes we like to complain a lot. Oh God, help me. Oh God, this is what is happening. Oh God, this and that. No. Turn it around and say, "Father, I thank you. There is a miracle coming my way. I bless you that this is what I want and it's here. I thank you for that house. I thank you for that car. Father, I thank you that all my children are doing well in school." That is our confession that we should make. Praise God. So I put down a little something. But don't forget, if you have a word like a mustard seed, it can move mountains. I know this word will you move your mountain today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. It's about what is in your hand. Because you expect a miracle. So what do you have in your hand? And I'll take my scripture from Exodus chapter 4 verse 20. Here it's about Moses. When the Lord sent him back to go to Egypt and deliver his people from bondage. But before that, Moses was living with his father-in-law. And he was a shepherd then. So he had a shepherd staff in his hand. That is all he had. A staff. What do you have in your hand? And see what the Lord used it for. So we'll go to Exodus chapter 4 verse 20. It says, "So Moses took his wife and sons and put them on a donkey and started back to Egypt. He took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, 'When you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you the power to do.'" I will leave it here. I'll leave the rest. Because the Lord said, "But I'll harden the heart so that he will not let you go." But it's all emphasizing on what he had in his hand. Because I know in my country, if you are going back, they expect you to buy a car, bring this thing, bring that thing. But Moses was going back to the land where he was born. And he had only a staff in his hand. Probably if he was a Ghanaian, they would have laughed at him. But God's ways are not our ways, and his thought is not our thought. Praise God. What do you have in your hand? Hallelujah. And that time, if you are a shepherd and you have a staff in your hand, it means influence and power. So see, that staff was not just a piece of stick, but it was influence and power. And indeed, you have that influence and power. Whatever job you do have an influence. You can change lives. You should use that place where you work, where you earn your living, and expect a miracle, a change of life to come. Are you not working? Are you home? Don't worry. There is a miracle in your house. There is a miracle. When you look around you, you'll be amazed how much experience you have gained raising children. There is a miracle in your house. Hallelujah. Not to waste any time, we'll go to Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Hallelujah. And it says, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff, stretch it out over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on a dry ground. Well, this time Moses has delivered his people from the hands of Pharaoh. But when they were going, don't forget, the Lord said that he would harden the heart of Pharaoh. So Pharaoh and his soldiers, his leaders, thought to themselves, what have we done? How could we let these people go when we need them to be building all our big monuments, do all the ugly job? And for years, Egyptian citizens had not done anything. So they don't know how to do anything. So how can we live without these people? But God being God, as he was with Moses, he is with you. He is asking you today, stop complaining. Why do you cry to me? Why do you keep saying, oh God, oh God? No. What is in your hand? Lift up your staff and stretch it over the situation. Let it divide into two so you can walk on the dry land. Hallelujah. Don't cry to him, because he has given you all the authority. What you shall say on this earth shall be said in heaven. What you shall declare on this earth shall be declared in heaven. So declare a word. You still have your mouth and your tongue. You still have the authority that Jesus died and rose from the dead on the third day. Use what you have. You have authority. You are a child of the Most High God. And when you say a child trusts fully on his parents to take care of his or her needs. Why are you not trusting God for a miracle? Why are you not expecting a miracle? From today, I'm here to encourage you. Expect a miracle. Because you know what? There is this woman who did not even have any hope, but yet trusted a word from a man of God, and she had a miracle. Because the Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut short. If you are expecting problems will come. If you are expecting good news from afar will come. If you are expecting miracle will come. Hallelujah. Because so a man thinketh, so he is. So whatever you meditate your time and your thinking on, it is what will deliver in the physical realm. Give Jesus what to do for you. Because he has so much in store for you. He said, I came to give you life and give you in abundance. Expect a miracle. Expect the impossible. Name the impossible. Mark the impossible. Color the impossible. Why do I say that? You know, sometimes you are praying about something and you forget to say, Father, I want these black headphones. Name it so when it comes, you know that is what you ask God for and He has given it to you. Some years ago, I went to the US, and that time I had my my daughter with me, and my son was a baby. And my daughter told me she needed some shoes, so we have not settled in yet. I didn't want to spend the money we had, so I said, okay, you know what? I need a new shoes, you need a new shoes, so we will buy your new shoe and I will believe God for my new shoe. So Elaine, she said, what shoes do you like, Mama? Because she's a child, so they ask straight questions, plain ones. And I said, I want a red leather shoe, flat, and there should be a little space of hole there so my leg can breathe, and a black one in case I have change of clothes and it will fit everything. So we left it there. We were in a country where we did not know anybody. The following day, my neighbor, she lives upstairs, we were living in a flat, she came downstairs, she said, hi, are you the new neighbor? I said, yeah. She said, I bought some shoes, but I don't like them, and I don't feel like it's sitting well. So, what's your size? Well, I was coming from Europe, so I didn't know the American size. So I said, I wear size 38. And she said, what's that? Okay, forget it. Try it on. She had two leather shoes, flat, had a hole on top, one is red and the other was black. I named what I wanted. A friend of mine wanted to start an office, and she didn't have money. She told me, I was moved, and I said, you know what, let's go look for an office. So we went looking for an office. We found the office. They told us it was £500. And I told the owner of the place, I said, that time it was about 12:30. So I told the owner of the place, by 5, we'll bring you the £500 you want. And he said, if you bring that money, the building is yours. The office is already fully furnished. All we needed to do was just vacuum the place. And my friend, she just looked at me and said, where are you gonna get that kind of money? You don't even have a pound in your pocket right now. I said, that's what you said. I don't have, but God has. And we gave this man 5 o'clock. So we have a few hours to deliver. So we went back, sit in my car, and we prayed. I said, you know, call everybody you know, anybody you know. So that is the stuff she had in her hand, her network. Call everyone you know. And lo and behold, she did. And one of them gave her that money. Praise God. 5 o'clock, we delivered that money to the landlord. That is the power we have. I put a timing on that money. Expect a miracle. I have seen a miracle. And then I know that the God we serve is a living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will not keep you so long. I know that the God we serve is a God who can do all things. He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever think or ask for. I will share the last word with you in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12. There's so much scriptures about people who had faith, who just hear the word of God, they grab it and they run with it, all the way through the New Testament. But these are the ones I love to tell you about. And all of you have heard these ones before. And if you have not, don't worry. There was this woman